Measure him learning Yerushalmi Makis Daf Ches. We start examining the base three lines from the bottom. Tani Rab Yehuda, we switch it to Tani Rab Yasi. Emir Machlekes Taninu, the chalik that the Levim got in Eretz Yisrael was given to them the same way the other Shvatim got a portion. It was given to them for a portion. Rab Meir Emir, that's how Gairus Lebeistir in it. No, he gave it to them just for a place to live. It wasn't given to them like a chalik in Eretz Yisrael. Beside the Rab Yasi Rab Yehuda, and we say that Rab Yasi holds like Rab Yehuda, Rab Mishnah, Rab Meir, Kedate, Rab Meir holds like his Shita, the Tanina, Mailas, Haischal, Levin, the Rab Meir, Meir held he gets Schar. Why? Because it was their portion. Rab Yehuda, Emir, Lehem, Alas, Lehem, Schar. Levim, you didn't give them schar. Why? Because it wasn't that portion. Just give them for them to live. Zok to Gemara. Rav b'shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Zeir b'shem Marukva, Eim mekadren ela b'chevel shel chamishim ama. We do not pierce only with a chevel of chamishim ama. The halacha, how do you measure the alpayim ama of a city for Tchum Shabbos, let's say, is if there's a huge mountain up, then one person stands in the bottom mountain, one person goes upwards, the person on the bottom holds it by his heart level, the person on top holds it by his foot level, and in the Bavli it says you measure with a string of four amas, and then you go further up, four amas, it's like you're piercing through the mountain, you want to go straight through the mountain. Over here it says that the Yerushalmi holds it, will do it with a chevel, a string of 50 amas, and then you go further up and up and up, and then you get, and that's how you measure the alpayim amas. Rav Zeir b'shem Rav not to measure which city is closer klape eglarufa, not klape ir miklat ir alavim, dafka klape Shabbos. And this is how we get to say commandamar elef migarish valpayim sadas akram migrash valpayim sadas akram. There's this mishnah in Saita that brings a stira. One place it says alpayim amas, 2,000 amas, and one place it says 1,000. So the question is it 1,000 or 2,000? So Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Yisaglili, says 1,000 for the field surrounding the city, and 2,000 if ukramim is for fields and vineyards. Baram kimanda amar elef ama migrat rapaim tchum Shabbos kol mandu tchum Shabbos loim tchum ari levim. The Gemara says that this halacha that we're not miragdim for ari levim cannot go according to the shita that holds the first 1,000 was the surrounding the city klapi levim balpaim tchum Shabbos. And the extra, the 2,000 is going for Tchum Shabbos. So we're only learning Tchum Shabbos from this pasuk klapi Ara Levim. You're going to tell me that Tchum Shabbos, we do measure, and Ara Levim, we're not going to measure like this. Le'ikr ain't meraktin, le'tfeila meraktin. For the ikr, we don't pierce and measure like that. And for the tfeila, for Shabbos, we would. So obviously, Rabbi Kiva does not agree to this halacha that by Ara Levim and Ara, that we do not measure, we not merakate, while we measure. We don't pierce while we measure. How do we know that you shouldn't bury people in our Levim? Levim that die in our Levim. Rabba Vo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yisi, Barchanina, Imer, Gershem, Yelim, V'Hemtam, L'Rechusham, L'Chol Chai Yasim, for all the living. So we darsh, L'Chayim Nitnu, was given to them to live, L'Lik for Nitnu, and it wasn't given to them to die. Hadronach, Perek Elu, Agelu, we Baruch Hashem, finish the second Perek of Makkos. We're going to start the third Perek of Makkos. The third Perek of Makkos does not have any Gemara Yishalmi, so we just have the Mishnais. Sazak the Mishnah Alocha Aleph. Elu Hena Lekin. These are people that get Malkus. Habal Alochais is someone that has a relationship with his sister, Alochais Aviv, on his father's sister, Alochais Ima, on his mother's sister, Alochais Ishtay, on his wife's sister, Al-Eshis Achiv, on the wife of his brother, Val-Eshis Achiyav, on the wife of his father's brother, Val-Anida, someone comes on Anida, Amana Lekain Gadol, and Amana that has relations with a Kain Gadol, Grushva Kalusa Lekain Hedit, or a Kain, meaning a Kain Gadol having relations with an widow, or a divorced, or someone that has chalitza, if a kohen hedi comes in them, mamzeris and nesina, that are from the gevinim, li Yisrael, that if Yisrael had a relationship with them, bas Yisrael, nitin v'mamzer, and a daughter, a Jewish woman, with a nasin or a mamzer, alman of a grusha chayavan alei mishem sheshemers. If she's a widow, and she was happy to be divorced, then the kohen gadol gets malchus for two isirim, grusha v'chalutza, ene chayav alem mishem shem echad bavad. But if it's she's divorced and she had chalutza, you only get one because chalutza is learned out from a ribi of the pasuk by grusha. Zakta helig mishna alacha beis hatame she'achal is a kedush. Another tame that a kedush gets malchus also gets malchus. Habal a migdash tame, someone comes to the base migdash tame, echel chelav, someone eats chelav, v'dam blood, v'neser that was left over, a pigel or from a carbon that was offered with improper intentions, v'tame. And a tummy, if someone ate it while he was tummy, a kachem while he was tummy, hashechet ma'amala b'chutz, someone that shecht it or was mala onto a mizbech b'chutz, va'ichel chametz b'pesach, someone eats chametz b'pesach, va'ichel va'isim alach b'yemekir, someone eats or does malacha on Yom Kippur, v'amefatim es ha-shemen, if somebody makes the measurements of the shemen ha-mishka like Moshe, v'amefatim es ha-keteris, somebody makes like the recipe of the keteris in the base of Mikdash, v'asach shemen ha-mishka, somebody that puts on, anoints on himself oil, like the oil of, not like, the oil of that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, v'aichel nevela ha-treifas, shkatzim ha-mazin, someone eats nevela or treifa, or the shkatzim rosin that one I'll eat, achal tevel, someone eats something that wasn't given meiser, meiser rishin like a trumase, or meiser rishin, but they didn't give trumung. U meiser sheni v'hegdash le'niftu, or meiser sheni and hegdash that we were not paid it. Kami yechim le'na tevel v'yechai. Exactly more, how much you eat from tevel, you should be chai. R'mshim and kalshu, you just have to eat a lot. V'cham and k'zayis. Amalai r'mshim and enat meidim li b'echim le'vein al kalshu chai. If you ate a small creature, don't you agree? If you ate this whole thing, even if it's less than a kzayis, you chayiv. Amr lo b'pnei shu kibriyase, because it's like its creation. It was created as a whole thing. Amr lo afchita achas kibriyase, even one grain of wheat is also a whole entity. Zok teheloga, Mishnah alacha gimel. Ha'ichel b'kurim, someone eats from the first fruits, achalei kara, alei, and you didn't read what you have to read when you bring it to Beis Mikdash. You get malchus, kachi kachashim, chutz l'klayim, someone ate kachi kachashim outside of the Beis Hamikdash, of the curtains of the temple. Kachim kalim, maise sheni, chutz l'chayma, kachim kalim, or maise sheni, they ate out of the city wall, out of the walls of Yerushalayim, b'shevers, atzim, pesach, tohar, harezi, leike, abayim. If you broke the bone of the Karban Pesach, you leike, abayim. Aval ha-meiser. But if someone leaves over from Karban Pesach, b'tame, v'ashever b'tame, any like, if somebody leaves over or breaks a bone of a tama or a shaver b'tame, if amesa somebody leaves over from the Karban Pesach, v'ashever b'tame, if someone breaks one of the bones b'tame, ain't it like abayim, then you don't get malchus abayim. And the reason why you don't get malchus and if you leave over is because it's a lav hanitik l'asei. Halacha dalet, zok the Mishnah, anitik l'asei eim al abayim, if somebody takes the mother with their children, you like it, but you don't have to send away the mother. Send away the mother, but any like it. Zakla, call mitzvah belaysa say she ish become say any negative commandment which involves a positive deed, ain't chayav an aleha, you're not chayav on it. Zakta Mishnah, karech karcha bereshe. If someone makes a baldness on his head, v'amakev pa'as bereshe, or rounds the corner of his head, or he destroys the corner of his beard, and someone makes one cut into his flesh, that was for a dead, these people get malchus. If he made one cutting for five dead, or so five cutting for one dead, in each one. Al reish, if you cut in your head, shtayim, achas mikan, achas mikan, one on each side, al azokin, on the beard, shtayim mikan, shtayim from one side, achas, and two from the other, and one at the bottom. If you cut it all off together, you only have one. You're not chayv until you take it off with a razor. Even if you picked it with a tweezer or with pincers, he is chayv malchus. If one writes, and if one writes an incision on his skin, he's chayv. If he just wrote and he didn't make an incision, or kikav like kasav, or did the opposite. He only made an incision, didn't write. Any chayiv hachiyach tavias, you have to do both. The you have to do with the ink, chayil and eye paint, or anything that lasts. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rav Blaza, any chayiv hachiyach tavias shem Hashem. You only chayiv till you're going to write shem Hashem. Shenemer because savis kaka leititnu b'chem. You shouldn't put b'yu ani Hashem, am Hashem. Till you're going to put shem Hashem, you're not chayiv.